Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this,
as I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep from falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older back to glory.
Good evening and welcome to The Race. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host for tonight and every Monday night. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KATU5COLBY. You can join the discussion by mentioning me or by hashtagging The Race.
And this is Rome. You can find me on Twitter at Vibin Rome.
Happy Earth Day. It was also my boss's first day today, so that was kind of fun. We didn't actually realize that until about an hour into work, but that's okay.
What'd you guys do for him?
He drinks a ton of Diet Coke, so we made him like a Diet Coke cake, you know, with ribbon, and just tie a bunch of Diet Coke cans together and then make a couple layers. It was cute, and we got him a card.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
Anytime during the show tonight, you can also call in at 646-478-3599. We love it when you call in and add to the discussion, or even calling in with random stuff. It's sometimes entertaining for us. Anyway, keep us on our toes.
It does.
Are you doing, Mr. Vice Co-host?
Vice Co-host. It's just Vice Host. No co-host, just Vice Host. But thank you for asking. I'm
co-host.
Doing all right. I'm doing all right. Did you have a good weekend or good week?
Yeah, it was decent, I guess.
Decent?
I don't know. I've been really busy, and looking back, I can't remember what I've done because I've been so busy. Do you ever have weeks like that?
Yeah. Pretty much every week is like that.
Yeah. So don't ask me what it is.
Get to the point. You forget what you did yesterday.
What did I do yesterday? Yeah, I really don't know what I did yesterday. Okay. Anywho, why don't you start us off with the story tonight?
Oh, ladies first.
Like I said, start us off.
Oh, the jokes. You know, I said I was going to go easy on you, but if you're going to start things off like this, I just may take that back.
That was such an obligatory laugh. All right, so your first story. Do you not
your
have
first story
you
is?
Come to the show without any stories.
Okay, well, since you're not going to go first after my kind gesture, I'll go and start things off on a nice note. I have a pretty cool, awesome story, so I'll save that one towards the end. But, people, as you all know, McDonald's has this value menu, and all of McDonald's competition is getting quite upset about it because, you know, they think it's too cheap and making things difficult for them to compete with them. And
isn't that kind of the point of private businesses? You try to compete by adding the cheaper stuff?
Exactly. And so, like, these other companies like Burger King and Wendy's are getting pretty fed up with McDonald's, because McDonald's has a pretty awesome deal when it comes to food. Like, you can get a good meal for, like, $2.
Right.
A feast for $3. But,
so they're mad about it, okay?
Huh? They're mad about
it. They're mad
that it's
cheese, that's it?
Yeah. How often do you go to McDonald's?
Props to what?
How often do you go to McDonald's?
Like once every couple weeks.
All right. Well, that was maybe a weak story.
That was a very weak story. Like, I'm disappointed. I thought you were gonna like start us off with a bang or something.
Well, see, right, that's why I was gonna have you start off. But go ahead.
Because I'm awesome. Okay, I understand. A Florida woman, of course, she's a Floridian. You know, everybody makes fun of Floridians and their stupid things that they do. She embezzled $170,000 because she wanted to get a boob job. Okay, I expect
really?
Some kind of a... What? Or, yeah, somebody's not paying attention. You didn't come prepared, did you?
I am paying attention. You said she embezzled because she wanted to get a boob job?
Yes.
I thought the story was going to go another route because there was late. Go ahead, finish your story.
Yeah, she worked for Robin's Camper Sales in Ormond Beach. And basically they recently figured out that, oh, hey, something's going on. Actually, I'm sorry, that was in February, and the reason it's up now is because last Thursday, they finally found her. But, yeah, she took some money to allegedly help pay for a divorce, and she pretty much... She pledged to pay the company back and then just took off, and that's why they just now found her. They found her because tipsters told her that she had recently spent $7,000 on breast implants, also refurnished her house, and bragged about having large amounts of cash on hand. That's how you get caught, is bragging.
Exactly. People always get caught by showing off and pretty much just telling on themselves. I thought the story, your story was going to talk about the woman that unknowingly transported a bunch of marijuana across the U.S.-Mexican border.
No, I actually didn't hear of that one.
Yeah, this lady, she lives in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how convenient. This lady lives in Mexico, but works in San Diego, called the cops on herself because she found 30 pounds of marijuana. After, you know, crossing the border.
So do you get in trouble for that if you call the cops on yourself for something that you didn't know you did?
She didn't get in trouble because she didn't, you know, she called the cops on herself, and she was like, I don't know who the stuff is. You guys can have the car. You can have all this stuff. It's not. So how do you... Unknowingly, that's a lot of marijuana. But,
What?
She said somebody broke into her car and... No, sorry. The package was found on the undercarriage of the woman's car.
Well, in that case, they probably didn't break into it, but okay. So they believe her then.
Right. That's where I thought you were going with that story. But they found the guy who did it, and he is sentenced to 6 months in prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's good. I mean,
yeah.
Don't they check you at like customs for drugs and hideaways and all that? Like going in
between
the two?
They generally do, but I guess if she makes the commute Monday through Friday, they pretty much would assume that she's okay. So that's probably why they was able to get away with it without being caught.
Interesting. Well, let's go to a music break. This is Brandy and Chris Brown with Put It Down.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down.
I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' follow me. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, your talking is so tough, damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak,
just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And still I'm letting you know, I got the sweetest heart. Half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
down, you gon' follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me, still keep it so 2012 on me, 'cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know, got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want, that's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, so baby put it down. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
With all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You gon' fall in love.
I'ma
put it down. You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it, if you put it, put it.
Welcome back to the race. This is Colby, and I think Mom has a story to start us off on a better foot with.
Alright, yes, I do. Did you hear about the story about the woman who sliced off her husband's junk and put it down the garbage disposal?
Was this recently? Because I feel like I heard a story about that like a long time ago.
Yeah, it's true. This is a new one. She's facing up to life in prison. She's going to the 48-year-old California woman. Is this is this still sounding familiar?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that generally. Well, I used to not.
Well, her and her husband were going through a nasty divorce, and one night she slipped sleeping pills into his tofu. After he fell asleep, she sliced off his penis and put it down the garbage disposal.
Well.
And she's facing up to life in prison.
I don't blame them. Like, that's pretty bad. I mean, he survived, right? Like, he didn't have too much blood loss or anything.
No, no, no. He's alive. Maybe not alive and well, but he's alive. Just
terrible.
Lacking a certain member.
Right.
Absolutely terrible. I agree. How mad do you have to get in order to do that?
Pretty mad. Like, did he cheat on her or something?
It doesn't say. They were going through a nasty breakup. Like, they were already making plans to not be together anymore. So I don't understand why she would have to go to those lengths to do that. So
Can you imagine, though?
No, I cannot imagine getting my junk cut off and stuffed down the garbage disposal. That's a horrible, horrible image for me.
Like, can they reconstruct that?
No. There's no coming back from that.
Be like, all right, doc, I want it this big, and there you go. Go for it. Create, make magic. Although, you know what they might be able to now, because there was, like a couple months ago about, you know, the 3D printer and everything, and somebody made an arm from it or something, so maybe now it could be. Like, let me just print you out a new penis. It'll all be okay.
And it'll all be okay. No, it's not the same. But
you probably won't enjoy anything ever
this.
Again. But.
No, not at all. There were a couple other stories like this. Like, a 6-year-old man was feeling sick, went to lay down, and his wife attacked him with a 10-inch knife to cut off his penis. And another story, I don't even know how this one worked. Anyway, she must have been pretty surgical with that knife. A couple was driving. This was back in 1993. And she cut off his penis and threw it out the car window.
Oh, my God.
Castration is not always the way to go.
Like,
you can at least talk things over. I bet the guy was a lot more willing to talk things over, considering the alternative.
Right? I mean, I like how you were like, oh, Colby, shed some light on this. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not psycho. I don't know what it takes to get to that point, because I've never been to that point.
Right.
But, wow.
I mean, slap in the face.
Punching or something. Like, what?
Nope, straight for the penis.
And the great thing is, like, there's no female equivalent at all. There's no kind of female equivalent unless you just, like... Okay, I don't want to get that graphic. But
yeah,
you can't cut anything off and it be that
right.
dramatic or that drastic.
Exactly.
Wow.
Was that better? Was that a better start?
Yeah, it was. Good job.
Thank you. Your turn.
I don't really...
Follow up that story.
What?
I have to try to follow up that story.
Well, there's nothing that really, like, kind of a good transition. All right,
I'll keep the ball rolling then. Huh? I'll keep the ball rolling then.
All right.
People playing soccer players are making the sport a lot more violent than it already once was. As you know, in soccer, or if you don't know, soccer is a physical sport, or if you want to call it football, but it involves 11-man team trying to score a goal and the other opponent's goal. And physical tactics are such as slide tackling, pushing, shoving, you know, pretty much doing what you need to do to defend your goal and score. So, as of late, soccer players have went to the extreme of biting. One player bit that opposing teammate just to get position. Of course, he was ejected from the game, but really, biting, it bit him on the arm.
How do you get that close to somebody with your face while you're trying to, like, bite each other off?
I don't know. You know, he got close enough. I guess the guy wasn't paying attention. And until he felt teeth going into his skin. And then, as of recently, a ref was punched in the face for making, I guess, a call that the player didn't too much care for. So, from biting teammates to punching refs, pretty hostile sport. Not to mention, you know, the crowd control by itself is pretty ridiculous. Very, very violent.
The crowd?
Usually it depends on what country you're in, but you know they take soccer a lot more seriously than most other sports. Like there's maybe always a riot or you know a huge fight that breaks out at these soccer events nationwide. I mean you have to think about it in the respect that most of the crowd is fairly intoxicated, so you have a bunch of drunken. Fans that that just want to start some stuff, and you know, trash talking just goes to a whole new level when alcohol is involved.
True. Well, speaking of fighting, there was a man that got bit by a crocodile. Totally changing subject, but somewhat related. He was bit on the head in Australia, and this
really?
Story kind of cracked me up, the way that it was written, because this guy is a total, I'm sorry, Rome, he reminded me of you. He was all like, he was like, it went straight away to the top of my head and diving under the water. He tried to do that spinning thing. It's going so fast. Everything happened in less than 5 seconds, and then I felt free. I'm really lucky. If it was a bit bigger crocodile, I wouldn't be talking to you now. Well, experts came back, and they basically said that... Oh, where is it? Basically said it was a small crocodile. And
I mean, how small of a crocodile was it that it bit him on the head?
Well, he had fallen in the water.
Oh.
So, yeah. He said, the zoologist said that he probably weighed less than 88 pounds and was too small to be a serious threat to an adult. That's why this kid reminded me of you, because he's like, I'm so lucky. You know, I wouldn't be here if it was, you know, just
really?
A little bit bigger.
Why would that remind you of me?
But, you know, maybe I was thinking of someone else. Because you're just like that.
I would not over-exaggerate that story that much.
Yeah, you would. Oh, my God, that's so awesome. He punched it to get it off. So you would be like, I punched it. I fought my way out of the crocodile's mouth. And you're lucky you're talking to me right now because I could be dead. That would be it.
Well, I'm pretty... No, I don't think so.
Yeah
maybe a little bit. It's funny you mention a crocodile attack, because I have a story about a boy who got attacked by an alligator in Florida.
The six-year-old?
Yes, the six-year-old that survived the alligator attack because his dad and a good Samaritan jumped in to attack the 8-foot-long, 200-pound alligator. And the boy got away with just a few minor scratches here and there.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
What?
This
like,
is crazy,
it sounds
though.
Like... Huh?
You would think you would see an 8-foot alligator. I think that's something you would notice.
Yeah,
but
if you're not looking, or you think it's a log or something like that, but unless the kid was
in
the water.
No, he wasn't. Him and his dad were preparing for a canoeing trip, and he fell in the water. But I don't know. I was raised in Florida, so I'm always leery about water. And what's in it.
Exactly.
Especially if it's murky enough that you can't see the bottom of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm the same way. But, I mean, were they, like, local? Did it say?
It doesn't say. But they caught the alligator later. And animal control caught the alligator later. And the boy, his name is Joey. He's expected to make a full recovery.
Well, yeah, if he only got scratches. Oh, my God, he got scratches. He's going to die.
See, now, that's a story you could talk trash about.
What, because that's something that you would do?
If the alligator's bigger than me. Or I'm worried about for the dad. I whooped this alligator yesterday trying to attack my son.
Yeah, you're right. That is something you would do.
Alligator didn't know who he was messing with.
Well, speaking of animals or critters, I'm again changing the subject. You're lucky your transitions are just smooth. You know, it's all pure luck for you.
It's not luck, it's skill, actually.
No, it's not. This sounds really stupid. But
uh-oh,
I feel like it's a little extreme. Well, it sounds stupid to be talking about this on a radio show, but I feel like it's really extreme. In Canada, more particularly Ontario, even more specifically Sudbury, Ontario, if it matters to you, because you care, you do, accept it.
I don't.
Okay. Other people do. They said, the police there said that they're on the lookout for rogue dog owners who let their pets poop in other people's lawns and don't pick it up. So the police are out for those who don't poop scoop, and they're not going to be happy if they find you doing that. They said that they get about 100 complaint calls about that every year. Well, the thing is, there's 365 days in a year. You're getting 100 every year. That's really not that bad. Maybe your people are just a little too stuck up and into their lawns. Like, it's really not that bad.
You ever have another dog in your lawn and you accidentally step in it? That's the most annoying thing ever.
It is, but look where you walk.
But if you know that you know where your dog generally poops, right?
Yeah.
So you know what parts of the lawn to avoid. But if you're just casually walking and you step in something, you're like, what is this? This is not my dog's crap. This is another dog's crap. Why is this crap here? This crap should not be here.
Well, if you do it and you get caught, you're going to get fined $125.
Keep that in mind.
For it.
You said $125?
So, $125 just for not picking up your dog's poop. Don't laugh.
Funny.
That's stupid. That is way too extreme. Like, God.
No, it's not extreme. Pick it. Don't. If your dog craps in another person's yard, you're supposed to pick it up. That's unacceptable. But well, speaking of fines. All right, if you think that fine is ridiculous, what do you think about this fine? $100, $124 fine for parking your regular car in an electric car space.
$100 and what? yeah, that's kind of a lot. But, I mean, I feel like that's a little more merited than my dog took a dump on your lawn.
Do you know how hard it is to maintain
like
a lawn?
That's like actively doing something, whereas the other is, oh man, I don't have a bag. Walking away now. Like,
you can still come back and pick it up. It's not like you're.
Who
you
goes
know
back
what, you know
somewhere
what
to pick some up? What?
It's rude. If anything else, if nothing else, it is absolutely rude.
I tell you what, if they're gonna start fining people for parking in electric car parking spots, they need to start fining people that drive motorcycles and park them in regular spots when they're designated motorcycles. Because can I just complain for a minute? There is this bike in my apartment complex that likes to park in the second to last spot that's closest to my door, and I don't know if someone like right up on it that it's there, and it pisses me off. I get so angry, like cussing mad. And they do this all the time. And you know what? On the other end, there is designated motorcycle parking spots. And not to mention,
that was gonna be my question.
You can go under our parking lot into like a garage. And there it wouldn't even get rained on. But no, he wants to park up on top where I like to park and make it so that I can't see him. From when I pull in the parking lot, let's just oh, so bad.
Sounds like you're getting upset right now.
I am. By the way, live in, I'm not going to say where I live. Don't, how about this? You live on the corner, if you're in New York, you're going to think I'm like in a ghetto area.
If you live somewhere
in
downtown Tallahassee.
Well, now I'm not going to say the roads that I live on, but thank you. Yeah, if you
you're
live
welcome.
There, don't do it. Anywhere, don't do it. It's rude. It's irritating. It makes me want to just slap you upside the head.
So if you see him doing it, is that what you're going to do?
I might say something. Well, I might say something. I mean...
I think you would.
Ugh, people are just irritating. You know what? I need another music break to calm down a little bit because I'm a little heated.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and shout me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will. And it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all.
Thank you. swag. You think that I keep fucking other girls? You know I'm not. Come back to me like it's just a blog spot. Let me kiss you on your neck and make your heart stop. I'll give your new dude a fat lip, far side. I wrote another song. I'm not where I belong. My eyes water when I see her catalog. I never thought you were a cheater. That was all. I need to get a hold of my head. Jacking off. You ran back to them grody ass indie dudes. James Hurt cardigan, scuffed up tennis shoes. Wow, girl, that's what you really wanted, huh? A Michael Cera knockoff. I guess I wasn't white enough. You said I wasn't capable of loving you. I never was a 20-something nigga touring the world with hella buzz. I'm saying that my life's well. Cortisone, fuck Macaulay Culkin. Never going home alone. iPhone photos show them just to mock you. Read your Twitter messages, too proud to block you. Spread shit around, you know that it's glass is fake. That's why I'm dating girls now who asses ate. Damn, Donald, why you gotta be so mean? I'm a nice guy, that's why you broke up with me. You probably in the club dancing to this right now. Play it cool, text me when you
but
walk
you
out.
It's just childish.
It's just childish. It's just childish.
Childish Gambino with Rolling in the Deep. So I'm a little, I'm better now. I calmed down.
You calmed down?
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to The Race. Feel free to hit us up on Twitter. You can find the host at Cat5Colby, and you can find me, Vibe and Rome, on Twitter, and you can feel free to call in at 646-478-3599 if you like tuning in
or,
and just voicing your opinion. Go ahead.
Or you can hit us up with the hashtag The Race. Let us know what's up. So I wanted to talk about just some stuff that happens around cities. You know, totally normal, right? Because that's what makes the news. As many of many people, we'll just say that, many people know that this weekend was April 20th, a.k.a. 420, a.k.a. Stoner Holiday. Let's just call it what it is, right?
Yep.
And what?
I was agreeing with you.
In San Francisco, for those of you not as cool as me, using that cast line. And that's in California, if you didn't know. In which case, find an app.
There
was... Yeah, I know. It's been a long day. It's hard to hide that for me. Anyway, so in California, it's legal to smoke pot. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Let me back up a little bit. On 420, there's generally a lot of people at Golden Gate Park just smoking and celebrating, right? So this weekend, there was an unusually large crowd there. Probably...
Just one crab?
Did I say crab? I meant crowd, sorry. I don't know. My horoscope's up here. I'm Cancer. Shout out, Cancer. Anyway. What are you mad because I didn't shout out whatever you are?
Nope.
Okay.
Let me
refocus. Okay, so there was an unusually large crowd. A lot of people. It was probably because it fell on a weekend this year. But it took $10,000 to clean it up afterwards. Because, you know, and side note for my edumacation I'm getting, in psychology, that the munchies are actually a society thing. Smoking pot doesn't actually give you the munchies. It's just what society thinks that you do. And so if you smoke, you think, oh, hey, I should eat because that's what people do when they smoke. Anyway, so of course people had the munchies, and it's different in different cultures. Anyway, people had the munchies, so of course they're like eating and leaving stuff and whatever. So $10,000 to clean it up.
Wow.
Simon Silverman of the San Fran Police Department, said that taxpayers are going to be paying for it. So it's frustrating. And I get that, but I don't know. Put inmates to work on it. Why? I feel like, it's bad. Part of what makes it so bad is that there aren't any official, like, it's not an official event. So nobody is coordinating, trash. Nobody's coordinating extra, porta-potties, nothing like that. There are extra cops on duty around that area and extra ambulances just in case anything were to happen, but it's not coordinated enough for there to be preventative stuff to keep it from costing $10,000 to clean it. So that was an interesting little tidbit. Like I said, I think they should just put inmates to work on it. But
they should. Speaking of 420, did you hear about Snoop Lion? That's the name now? Yeah, Snoop Lion. Leon, whatever. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Snoop Lion instead of Snoop Dogg.
No, L-I-O-N. You changed the name.
L-I-O-N, Lion. As in roar.
As in roar? That was a pretty pathetic lion attempt. But anyway,
I know.
Snoop Leon.
Is that how he's spelling it?
Well, L-I-O-N?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how he spells it. The police are called to... He was having... What?
Go ahead.
No, because what you have to say is clearly so much more important than me actually telling this story.
I was just saying, so that's your story? He just changed the name? I didn't realize you were done, or you weren't done.
No, I wasn't. That's not even the part of the story. He was hosting a party at his house, and his neighbors called the cops on him because I guess it was being too loud and rowdy. Mind you, he hadn't even arrived at his own party yet. So...
Who calls the cops on Snoop? Nimrod? You know what you're getting into when you move next door to Snoop. It's not like you didn't know he lived there. That's probably why you moved there.
Exactly. And it's interesting because you would think, how loud were they? Because I'm pretty sure they don't live right next door to somebody. Like people from suburbs or an apartment or something like that.
Right.
But they must have been just jealous of the fact that they were having a party and didn't get invited.
That's what I was about to say.
Once he arrived, he saw the cops and there was no really big altercation. He cooperated with police and, it was just, over and said and done with once the cops arrived. But once he got there, but it was interesting. It's like, really? You guys, we all know what he was doing. Like, it's 420, Snoop Dogg, or Snoop Lion, Snoop Leon, however you want to pronounce his name. He's going to celebrate that, even though he says that he quit that a long time ago.
Right. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, yeah.
Yeah, your place is going to be super expensive. To live there, to live near celebrities and everything, why would you do that? People like the other person should have gotten talked to because they're just stupid. Sell your house. Go away. Nobody wants you.
You just exclude yourself out of any future party that I'm going to be having.
Exactly. People are dumb. Well, I had a wonderful little transition, because I was talking about how I thought inmates should, you know, clean up for effort for 420. I cannot talk. For 420, but you kind of jacked it. But that's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, my bad. Pussy.
Yeah. It's all right. You know, I'll let it go this time, but you might not be so lucky next time.
I'll keep that in mind.
In Pennsylvania. Yeah, you should. In Pennsylvania, I'm not going to try to pronounce this city. It starts with Ness.
Starts with Ness?
Really long, N-E-S. N-E-S-Q-U-E-H-O-N-I-N-G. Nesquehoning? 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 I don't freaking know.
That's
it's in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And, so basically what was going on was there were too many inmates, not enough beds. Okay, of population in prisons. I get it. It happens a lot. Like, it's a pretty common issue everywhere in the U.S. anyway.
Right.
So the warden's like, all right, it's going to cost us $11,000 to buy 18 bunk beds. I feel like that's kind of a lot. But okay, maybe.
How many?
I don't know. 18 bunk beds. Yeah.
That's it. How much is it going to cost?
$11,000.
What kind of bunk beds are these?
Right? Like, they're getting, are they fancier than what I'm sleeping on? Because that's not fair.
Right. I know they got a lot and all that, but really?
Yeah. Well, too, I think because they have to be, like, something you can't take apart and mess with or hurt anybody with or whatever. I don't know. But that's expensive. Anywho, like, God, I live in a college town. You can get an entire bed for $100.
Okay, or less. More
or less,
three.
Yeah. Look at Craigslist. Jeez. No, so he happened to be so lucky as to have an inmate that is a welder.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're going to just have this inmate make them. He's on work release. So they're going to purchase the raw materials for $3,400 and have that guy make bunk beds. Finally, we've got some brains in our system, right?
Yeah.
The fact that anyone would consider spending $11,000 for
18.
So, yeah, 18.
Right.
Bucks.
Is my,
what's the?
I thought you misspoke when you said 18. I was like 1800 or.
Right.
180.
Like, even
or?
80 wouldn't be bad because like, I think bunk beds are like $200-$300 at least just for like the wood, not the beds.
Right.
But. Yeah. No.
No.
So, well, I'm glad that that city's putting their inmates to work. Okay, go on.
Good. Well, I was going to say, kind of correlate the story. Not really. Speaking of brains or lack thereof, I have a question for you. So, when you're a teenager, about high school or middle school, we all did dumb stuff to try to, I guess, prank or to see what kind of stuff to get into. But, like, as of late, there's different, like, trends that have been going on. Like, there was teenagers sniffing stuff, like,
glue and permanent markers, and, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, when I was in school, many, many, many years ago.
Many moons ago.
When I was in school, we didn't sniff stuff. The thing to do was to choke yourself and make yourself pass out. Yes, I know. As dumb as it sounds,
so
you can't
dumb.
Kill yourself. I didn't do it. But I saw
dumb.
Kids do it. I was just like, you're dumb. Anyway, that's what they did in my day. So they escalated to, like, sniffing anything, like you said, permanent markers to glue. And now the trend is cinnamon. It's called a cinnamon challenge. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've seen the cinnamon challenge. They do that on YouTube all the time, and it's like the challenge is to eat like a tablespoon full of cinnamon, just straight cinnamon without water, and get it down. And it's hard to do.
It's also not good for you.
Well, that would be why it's hard to do. What's bad about it?
Well, it's not bad, but cinnamon is actually toxic to the human body. It's actually a very poisonous. Huh?
Nothing.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
It's actually very poisonous, and in high enough doses, you can die from it.
What constitutes a high enough dose, though?
Enough of a tablespoon. Yeah. Say for instance, all right, the tablespoon of cinnamon can lead to lesions, scarring, and inflammation of the airways and lungs. And this also can include chronic lung disease called progressive pulmonary fibrosis. And it can, kids with asthma.
Because it makes it hard for you to breathe.
Exactly. And it doesn't, your body can't break it down.
Have you ever thought of doing the cinnamon challenge? Have you ever thought about it?
I definitely did not think about it, doing the cinnamon challenge. I was using cinnamon in my coffee because it adds the flavor and it's a good way to clean out the system as it doesn't break down in your body and it pushes out stuff that's in your digestive tract if it makes it through it. But stuff in that large dose that can kill you, I'll pass. So if you don't die from poison, you die from suffocation or whatever disease carries out afterwards.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, I remember like Jenna Marbles did it. Shout out to her. She's awesome. I can't remember his name. He came out with... He was part of the song Asking All Them Questions.
Yeah.
Not Hudson, but the other kid. Okay, anyway. He did it. Like, it's a lot of YouTube people have done it. And then kids try
not
it.
I mean, it's bad enough that you get ID for, like, highlighters and stuff like that now. So now, next thing is they're going to start IDing for various spices. I mean, no, I wasn't even... Another thing we did was, like, chugging hot sauce. But I guess that's too played out.
I guess. You know, I never did that because I can't stand spicy food. I can't do
it.
I tear up. I'm a big baby.
Yeah, that's the new trend. The unhealthy trend, but trend nonetheless. But anyway.
Wow.
I think it's time for another music break. This is
Frank
Ocean, Super Rich Kids.
Hey, you took it right out of my hands.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Start my day up on the roof. There's nothing like this type of view. Point to click or at the two. Prefer expensive news. New car, new girl. New ice, new glass. New vibes, good times, babe. It's good times, yeah. She washed my back 3 times a day. This shower head feels so amazing. We'll both be high. The hell don't stare. They just walk by. They must don't care. A million, one, a million, two.
do.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Real love. I'm searching for a real what you can't imagine. We are the Zanny Nash and Caddy Smashing, Bratty Assy, Maddie Snatching, Daddy Jagging, use this shit for batting practice. Adam and Annie thrashing, purchasing crappy grams with half the hand the cash you handed. Panic and patch me up, Pappy done lashed us, toying with raggy hands, and Mammy done had enough. Brash as fuck, reaching all these aqueducts. Don't believe us, treat us like we can't erupt. Yeah.
We end our day up on the roof. I say I'll jump, I never do. But when I'm drunk, I act a fool.
Talking about
do this or wings until it suits. I'm on that ledge. She grabs my arm, she slaps my head. It's good times, yeah. Sleeping somewhere. A million one, a million cash. Close my eyes and feel the crash.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends.
Beep, beep. another kidney. Got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I'll be trapping. If I want trapping, I'll be pimping. If I want pimping, I'll be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands, true religion trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hair wig killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told them Audi 5000.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Bitches say you tell me. I don't know, man, fuck it for the bitches. If I get this, singing on the bitches. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Bitches say about me. I don't know, man, fuck it for the bitches. If I get this, singing on the bitches. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North-South Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey, got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
What you say about me? I don't know, man, fuck it for your bitches. If I get this, singing on the bitches. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. What you say about me? I don't know, man, fuck it for your bitches. If I get this, singing on the bitches. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
Believe I care if I lose a second chance with you. I would know to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I will create a heart changing love. I'll take your sympathy and all the way through.
Back there. So, Rome, during that long ass music break, I was on Twitter, as I always am, and you never are. And people are talking about at what age should someone have their shit together by? So, like, when generally should people be at a point in their life where they can start settling down? Whether or not they want to is irrelevant.
Really?
What do you think? What do you think? What age?
What age?
Yeah.
People should start getting their stuff together between 25 and 30.
See, that's a little later than what I saw.
That's what?
Well, okay, that's kind of consistent, but a little bit later. So what I kept seeing was, like, mid-20s, you should be really working on it, and by 30, you should pretty much be there.
Yeah. So how's that different from what I just said?
I feel like you gave it a little too long. Like, you should start working 20, on
25?
It when
you're
25.
You just said mid-20s to 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was mid-20s being 25 to 30. You have 5 years to get your life together.
Well, I think that people should start actually getting their stuff together, at least start thinking about it by 18. I mean, you're grown at that point. You're an adult, and that's about the time that, you know, you need to start acting like it. But I think that, like, actively, you should start around 20. At that point, if you're in college, like, if you go straight into college, you know, you've got the feel for it. That's when you should start, like, really trying. And that way, by the time that you're done, you're probably in, like, your mid-20s. And maybe it's different for females versus males because, you know, females mature faster. But I was waiting for some sort of...
So.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Crap.
It's true. Don't act like it's not.
It's not true.
No, but
it's not. It's not acting.
It's not true. You don't think females
no.
mature faster?
I do not.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can be wrong. No, but I feel like by mid-20s, you should be pretty close to there. Not necessarily there, but definitely by 30.
Early.
Definitely. And especially with people today, how people are getting married at, like, 19, 20.
Yeah, that's why I said it's too young.
You don't want to be
together by then? No, you should. Because, all right, you first turn 21, so you're legally allowed to buy alcohol. So you need some time to have fun. Otherwise, when you get older, like, well, 30s and 40s, then you start missing out on, like, oh, I wasn't able to live, you know, wasn't able to do this, go travel, you know, be a kid and have fun, or be a young adult and have the fun that young adults have. Now, at the same time, you know, you should have yourself somewhat established so that you can do that. But, you know, if you try to settle down or, you know, have yourself together fully by 25, you're missing out on life.
I mean, who's to say that, like, I think part of getting to the point where you've got your shit together is going through all of that. Because it's not until you go through all of that that you kind of know how you are and who you are. Like, you
right.
got to make the mistakes to get to the good part.
Right. So once you hit 25, then, you know, you need to start tightening up and...
Why 25?
Winding
why
down.
Do you think 25?
All right. You have 20... I don't say... All right, 18, you're actually considered legally an adult. So between 18 and 21, you're getting used to adulthood. 21, you're legally allowed to drink, if that's what you do. So you're going to probably spend a year or two, I guess, venturing out and seeing how the world of alcohol is, seeing how you're now allowed to do it. And then at 25, 26, you're no longer allowed to be under your parents' insurance if they have you under their insurance, like
insurance
as far as
doesn't
medical
have
insurance, dental insurance.
No. Health insurance doesn't
so
have anything
that
to do
means,
with...
Are you done? Do you want me to finish what I was saying? Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Continue being
the reason why I brought that, the reason why I brought the medical insurance under into play is because you're on your own. There's nothing else anybody else can do for you. So that's why
but
it's
I feel
important.
Like before, no. Before you're 26, when you get kicked off your health insurance, you should pretty much be on your own. I mean, with the exception of health insurance, because it might be hard to get a job with benefits in this economy. But you should be living on your own. You should be taking care of your bills. You should be doing all of that.
Well, you actually are taking consideration, too, of college. All right, if you go straight through, you know, not... and you graduate on time, you either graduate with your bachelor's around 22, 23, and if you pursue a master's, 24, 25. So that's another reason 25 is that mark to start getting your life together.
So you're saying a female, assuming you were single, a female that you were into that still lived at home at 25, you'd be okay with?
No.
Okay. But she's still in school. So, go on.
No. Make your point. You're not making your point.
No, that is my point. That is my point. Like, so,
a 25-year-old
is still in school. If you're not living on your own, it's okay, is what I feel like you're saying. If you're not, like, on your own, getting your stuff together, it's all right, because that's when you start. I'm saying by that point, you should pretty much have your shit together, but maybe not have the loose ends tied, but, like, 90% of it should be taken care of.
Well, it depends on... that's circumstantial, because things are different. I mean, it's cheaper... If we're in a recession right now, it's cheaper to stay at home and still go to college. You have to pay for, you know, room and board and travel.
Yeah,
so
it's cheaper, but you, without doing it in this economy, how are you going to, like, without trying to get out there and learn how to do it, then you're going to be 25, 26 out trying to do it later, and it's just not, like, you're not going to have the skill set.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because if you're still living at home, assuming you're living at home and you're going to school like you should be, and you're about to graduate soon, you pretty much have your head on straight. Either you have your head on straight or you are extreme, like, screw up in life. So, on the positive side of things, if you're still living at home, whatever guidance that you're getting is going to prepare you for, you know, making that big leap into the real world.
Assuming you're getting that. Most parents...
If you're a world class screw up and you're not getting that kind of, see, if you're not getting that kind of guidance, then the parents would have kicked you out already.
No, but like a lot of parents are like, all right, yeah, you can still live under my roof while you're in school, but I'm going to treat you like an adult because you are one. So do what you're going to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do, and you're just going to have to learn. That's not necessarily guidance.
Okay, so they learn. So you just when it gets your point. So they're going to learn the ways of adulthood while they're at home.
Yes. I mean, my whole thing is, by 25, if you're not moved out, like you said, you wouldn't consider that. I wouldn't consider that. Like, I probably wouldn't consider 23 and not moved out. That's just me.
Mine was 18, but that's just me. But that's not
yeah,
the
time.
Things
I moved
were
out
a lot
at
different
too,
then.
Like, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
If you've got an opinion on this, feel free to call in at 646-478-3599 or hit us up on Twitter at cat5colby, K-A-T-5-C-O-L-B-Y, at Vibe in Rome, lowercase v, no g, and hashtag the race. Pick a way, find a way. Get to us. Let us know what you think. Until then, let's get back to news, because that is why we're here. A couple stories that just kind of make you wonder why these people don't have their shit together, I guess. I don't know. These are always my favorite types of stories, the ones that just make you sit back, like, what is wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
So...
go on.
In New York, Long Island, New York, a mom is accused of driving around with two of her children and a friend of one of her children, telling them to shoot a BB gun at parked cars on the side of the street. The son was 13, the daughter was 15, and then another 15-year-old. And she basically gave them a BB gun and said... shoot the cars while we're driving around.
How about it?
Yep, pretty much. There were over 60 incidents of parked vehicles being shot at that were reported. Like, why?
Wow. She trying to go to jail? Is she trying to go to jail? That's like, please take me to jail. I have nothing else to do with my freedom.
Yeah, I don't know what her issue was, but she got 10 counts of criminal mischief, 11 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, and I guess that's it. But I don't know how that adds up when there are 60 incidents.
Right.
People are stupid, and then law enforcement can't count. Go ahead.
Speaking of stupidity, the alleged thief who he steals the painting and tries to sell it back to the place he stole it from. Really?
Correction. He stole a painting and then he tried to sell it back to the pawn shop where the owner that he stole it from got it from. Because I was...
Mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're about to talk about it? So please elaborate
on
that.
The guy's name...
So wait.
Okay, I'd love to. The guy's name...
No. I just
want to
make it...
What?
Mm-hmm. Nice guy, so to get interrupted. Go ahead.
You interrupted me just to tell me to go ahead?
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why I try to replace you every freaking show. In Olympia, Washington, Dennis Avery, who's 48, is held without bail because he allegedly, in other words, he did it, stole this painting and... he tried to sell it back to a place called Sherburn. We're going to call it Sherburn Antiques and Fine Art. The store owner bought the J.J. Englehart painting. It's an oil painting, if you care. And brought it in to sell for $500. So then somebody bought it for $500, or around that. Mr. Avery stole it from that person and then took it back to this place to try to sell, saying it's not stolen. Clearly, it was stolen. Like, you don't forget a painting like that, especially when it's original. You just go. So.
Right.
There you go. And, of course, he claims, oh, I didn't know it was stolen.
Right. And then pleads for his attorney.
Of course. So the painting will be returned to Richard Kelly, who bought the painting from the shop. Like I said, people are just stupid.
Dumb.
Would you like to steal another story of mine? Go ahead, I'll wait.
I don't steal your stories. I merely borrow them.
Right.
You don't mind.
So sometimes I do. So 4 rhino heads were stolen from a museum warehouse. Just the head.
Rhino heads?
Well, rhino heads. This is in Dublin, Ireland. It's in Ireland. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So these rhino heads were moved into the warehouse because at the time when they had them out on display, there was a lot of stealing stuff from museums going on. They're like, all right, be safe. We're going to go ahead and just put this in the warehouse, and that'll be that. Well, that was a couple years ago. They did that on police advice, you know. Anyway, so now it's starting up again, but this time, of course, they hit the warehouse where those were. They're thinking that it's probably because whoever stole it wants to use it for Chinese medicine, because they will grind up the rhino horns and put it in the medicine. I'm not sure what kind. But, I mean, it's worth a lot of money, of course. What do you mean it's interesting? Like, that's why poachers do that, you know?
Well, I figured they just sold it for jewelry instead of medicine.
Oh, no. But the horns might bring 8 horns, because, you know, there's 2 on each rhino, could bring 500,000 euros or $650,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
That is a lot.
And,
go ahead. Because you know what story I'm about to do next.
Go ahead. I'll let you have it.
Appreciate it. I guess the last stealing story of the night, Florida couple made $90,000 from baby formula theft. That's a lot of work.
Baby formula is expensive. Any baby stuff.
It
is expensive,
but $90,000? How do you do that?
What they did was they would steal it from, like, Walmart and then sell it. I'm stealing my story back, sorry. They had drug addictions that they were supplying. Like, they were, So they were dealing drugs as well as formula, apparently. Selling the formula to support their drug habits. What they did, they had their child with them, their infant with them when they got busted. They had a bunch of formula under a blanket in the cart at Walmart. Don't they usually check? Like, there's somebody standing there when you walk out, and it's kind of suspicious to see something.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
I guess. Anyway, so they walked out with it, and they would sell it from there. And in 6 months, they made a net of $90,000. From doing that.
That's pretty perfect. I will never understand this. Their drug addiction is a $90 per day habit. That's how much you spend mm-hmm. per day on drugs. And then sometimes mm-hmm. they'll spend up to $125 per day. Who? How do you even get started on that? Like, you would go broke before you even, like, get addicted, you would think.
Well, not if you're stealing and selling baby formula, apparently.
Apparently not. That just, I mean, could you imagine spending $90 a day? Say for, all right, what could you possibly buy for $90 a day aside from drugs?
A lot.
That's like filling your, that's filling your car up twice in one day, every day.
Yeah.
It's like a week.
That's a month worth of gas for me.
Right, that's a month's worth of gas for me too. And for them to do that every, golly, it's ridiculous. Like, if you gotta do what you gotta do, that's insane.
That's not something you gotta do, that's something you just get hooked on and screw yourself with. But
yeah.
That's just my
opinion. You know what you could do with $90 per day?
Yes, I know. We just talked about this. Were you there?
That's the point. I'm awestruck by the fact that you waste $90 a day.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive. That's more than most people make in a week. Or not in a week, but that's more than people get,
like a week?
Make on their job. No, not in a week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
That's expensive, yeah.
A lot.
But
clearly they're not making the best decision any group. You're gonna what?
Clearly. But I've crunched some numbers real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do that. I'm not good with numbers. So you can have at that all you want. Meanwhile,
wow.
I'm here and you what?
That's relatively the equivalent of somebody making working. Yeah. Working minimum, that's more than minimum wage. Like, you, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just.
That you're spending every day?
That's 40. If you're just doing that for 5 days out of the week, that's $450 a week.
Yep. That's a lot. Don't do drugs, people.
That's
not
the moral story.
Day,
don't
though.
Do drugs.
Basically.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all listening in, tuning in every week, especially those of you that do that. Tonight's just seemed different. Hopefully we'll be back on our A game next week.
Yeah, we'll be back on our A game next week. Definitely.
I don't know
what's
going
on.
All the news what I've been looking up is about either Texas or Boston, and, you know, our thoughts are still with
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
It's hard to find
hard
entertaining ones and not depressing ones. But anyway.
Right.
Everyone have
a
good night. Thank you for
talking
listening
about
in.
It the whole night.
Well, I mean, yeah. But still, it's sad. Thoughts go out to them. Everyone have a good night. We'll be here next week, same time, same place.
Have a good week.
In the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and have a good week.
Just before this honor, just before this honor, loyalty lives. Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep
heard.
It as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep from falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer, can I stand any more soul? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older back to
glory. Stop what I
say. We gotta go. We will take no more.